From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met at the White House with Kim Jong-chol, whom he described as the second most powerful man in North Korea. Mr. Trump told reporters the summit between him and Kim Jong-un is back on. He says the U.S. will not increase pressure on North Korea while talks are ongoing.
I don't even want to use the term maximum pressure anymore because I don't want to use that term. Because we're getting along, you see the relationship, we're getting along. So it's not a question of maximum pressure, it's staying essentially the way it is.
The president also said sanctions on North Korea will not be lifted until Pyongyang agrees to give up its nuclear arsenal. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis criticized China's militarization of disputed South China Sea islands, insisting that weapon systems recently deployed in the area are meant to intimidate Beijing's neighbors. He spoke at the Shangri-La Defense Dialogue in Singapore, where the Trump-Kim summit will take place June 12th. Mattis noted the presence of U.S. troops in South Korea will not be on the table at the summit, as some have suggested.
Any discussion about the number of U.S. troops in the Republic of Korea is subject to, one, the Republic of Korea's invitation to have them there, and the discussions between the United States and the Republic of Korea, separate and distinct from the negotiations that are going on with DPRK.
Again, U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis. The United States is escalating transatlantic and North American trade tensions, imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the EU, Canada, and Mexico. President Trump says the U.S. will no longer be taken advantage of in trade deals. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The United States has vetoed a U.N. Security Council draft resolution seeking protection for Palestinian civilians, while a U.S. drafted text that blamed the Palestinian militant group Hamas for the recent surge in violence also failed. Nikki Haley is a U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
The United States drafted a Security Council statement that would have condemned Hamas for launching rockets and endangering civilians. This should have been a no-brainer. You would think no one would want to side with Hamas when it comes to condemning rocket launches. But the statement was blocked.
And this is the second time the Trump administration has used its veto to block a measure in the council it sees as anti-Israeli. The first was in December when the U.S. was isolated 14-1 in a vote calling for the withdrawal of the Trump administration's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Officials in Venezuela say that they have freed 39 political activists who were jailed for their involvement in protests against the government. Human rights groups say the government of President Nicolas Maduro has detained hundreds of people for participating in widespread demonstrations against his government. Maduro won a second six-year term on May 20th in a much-criticized presidential election. Venezuela's leading opposition parties boycotted the vote, and two of their most popular leaders were barred from running in the election. A socialist takes over as Spain's prime minister after outgoing leader Mariano Rajoy lost a parliamentary confidence vote.
Jessica Barry is just that.
And a senior official from the International Committee of the Red Cross warns that hate speech promoted on social media in war-torn Central African Republic is inflaming divisions between the Muslim and Christian communities.
In the never-ending cycle of poverty and violence. She says no place in the country is secure. She says outbreaks of fighting in urban areas, such as the capital Bangui and in Bambari, CAR's commercial center, has forced whole communities to flee and has triggered unrest in other areas.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA. Populists have taken over power in Italy for the first time with the swearing in of a new government pulling together in a coalition. It's a political movement that is anti-migrant and Eurosceptic. The political novice Giuseppe Conte is the new premier. He and his 18 cabinet ministers pledged their loyalty to the Italian Republic and to the nation's post-war constitution. This all occurred in front of the president, Sergio Mattarella. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.